Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
This Fantasy Football Roundtable March edition of Old Fashioned Football on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to Cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code OFFSGPN to get 100% deposit match. And we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today.
Hey, what's up? This is Sam Acho, and you're listening to Old Fashioned Football.
Old-fashioned football.
You make this deal right now, you pancake-eating mother...
All right, deal!
Old-fashioned football.
Welcome, welcome to old-fashioned football. If you're wondering who you're listening to, this is Jay Mark. You can find me on the X at Jay Mark Football. And before I keep going, I got to bring in my co-host on the pod and in life. You can find her on the X at The Mer Mark. You can find us at old-fashioned FB. And a day after being the birthday girl, Mer, how you doing today?
I feel old.
Give me a break.
I guess I'm still the youngest person in this house.
That's true. That's true.
I don't know. Yesterday was weird. It was my birthday, but it's just like, I don't know, after the age of 30, birthdays are weird.
Just a normal work day. We did a little, we went out to get some drinks and dinner. I think she's trying to hint I did not make it special enough.
You did make it special. It's just, it feels weird. Yeah. I don't want to get older. I'm over it.
Age is just a number. That's what I say. Hey, we got the fantasy roundtable coming up.
We do. It's our very first one. I'm excited about this, like getting other people from the fantasy football community involved, like as a roundtable, getting their takes, their opinions. So you guys don't have to listen to our opinions and takes all the time.
Yeah.
But it'll be good. I'm really excited to have part of that, you know, community come into our show.
For sure. Yeah. That you said it best there when you said community. That's kind of what we aim to build, like a little community that can get together once a month and discuss fantasy football, really. You know, from the expo to just people we know that are into fantasy football and have a lot of knowledge in it. It's we always want to have them on as guests, but like finding the time to schedule it is really tough. So we thought, why don't we just set up this thing where there's a monthly thing and we send it out like, hey, whoever can join, hop on. And this is the first one. So I'm excited.
Yeah. And so we're not sure quite how the flow of today is going to go, like for timing. So we don't have a whiskey, but we're still drinking whiskey.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of whiskey, you got your money's worth from your company in whiskey and you got to try a special one.
Be quiet.
You got to try one that, so I've been to, we've been to, I don't know, I feel like it's six different places now that it, Eagle Rare has been on the menu. I've asked for it. And they always come back and say, oh, sorry, we don't have that.
Yeah.
No. Every time.
And I got to try it. It's very good.
Worth it? Would it be worth the wait?
I mean, worth the wait that you have to wait.
Right.
No, I think it was great. It's a very good, I mean, you know me, I've become such a rye drinker.
Yes.
Because of the, like, I just feel like ryes are so complex. They have so much flavor. But as a, you know, as a bourbon, it was really good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
You can't say yeah.
I'm jealous. No, I'm just saying, yeah, from what you told me, it was really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had three pours of it. So it must have been good.
It was good. And I had it in an old fashioned, which I don't recommend putting like really expensive whiskey in a cocktail, but it was very good. With
some whiskey,
vanilla
Demerara.
Yeah, thank you. I was gonna butcher it.
I got you.
You got me. And I can't even cherry bark bitters.
Yes, yeah.
Cherry so bark I'd like bitters. To like recreate that old fashioned.
Yeah,
it was good.
Are you gonna buy the cherry bark bitters, or are you gonna buy a piece of cherry bark and make the bitters out of it? Because I watched a whole thing on how to do that.
I'm sure you did.
I actually have a book. I don't know if you can see it. It's behind your chair. That's it's a bitters book. Mm-hmm. And there's a recipe, I think, in there for making cherry bark bitters.
Well, we don't have the time to wait if we want an old-fashioned within the next month or two.
That's fair. Hey, y'all know you're listening to the Old Fashioned Football Podcast on SGPN. But SGPN is brought to you or is home of 20-plus podcasts, and all of them are completely free, even the gambling ones. That's right, you don't have to pay for picks. And in honor of March Madness, we're gonna feature this week's featured show is the Sports Gambling Podcast. I mean, the flagship of what we do, the flagship of SGPN, hosted by Ryan Real Money Kramer and Sean Stacking the Money Green, where the guys have picked every tournament game against the spread since 2012, which is insane. And of course, don't forget to tune into the college. Don't jinx them. Don't forget to tune into the College Basketball Experience. Colby Dant, a.k.a. Pick Dundee, and Ryan Moneyline, who's my co-host on the NFL Gambling Podcast, and producer Noah B. They have unmatched coverage. They go through, I mean, there's like 250 college teams, and they touch on every game. It is insane. Just subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast and the College Basketball Experience wherever you get your podcasts. Just wanted to throw that in there real quick. So we're going to be kind of talking about the free agency with our guests, and they'll be hopping on in a little bit here. But the free agency, and more importantly, the fantasy football impacts of
the
it. Because everything changed, it feels like.
And it's going to continue to change. We haven't even gotten through the draft, and you know that there are moves that are made. Then you'll have cuts. You'll have it's going to continue
maybe
to change.
Maybe more trades coming. T. Higgins still wants traded out of Cincinnati if he doesn't get a long-term deal. There are still, I mean, Dallas still really doesn't have a running back. Sure, they might draft a rookie, but Zeke Elliott is still available if they want to bring back the Zeke, which would be kind of insane, wouldn't it?
Yeah. What are your thoughts if that would happen?
I mean, he was really good for their franchise for quite a while, but I think we all know he lost a step. Mm-hmm. Now, he did look okay filling in for Ramondre Stevenson last year in limited fashion. I just don't think he can be the guy again. I don't think Zeke will ever be a workhorse back again, in my opinion.
I think he's kind of past his prime.
Yeah. I mean, and they got Rico Dowdle, who had some flashes last year. But again, I don't think he's a guy. So either they're going to look to the draft or there's going to be a trade or something. I saw it floated around that the Bears might consider trading Khalil Herbert to him now that they have DeAndre Swift.
No, I'm excited about the match. I need both.
I know. I actually don't think the Bears would be into that. I think the Bears like Khalil Herbert more than people think.
Do we really? You say, we think the Bears this, we think the Bears that. What do we really know about what the Bears are doing behind the scenes?
Well, I thought the Bears were going to keep Justin Fields. So
I'm actually surprised since I've been home. You haven't mentioned Justin Fields. I left on, when was that? Monday?
Yeah.
Tuesday of last week.
Yep.
Early morning.
Yep.
And for every day, multiple times a day before that, it was you like just your head down, like, just can't believe it.
Can't believe Justin, Justin Fields.
Just can't believe it. Justin Fields this, Justin Fields that. You do, like, randomly one day you come in, you just like, pulling up like stats. Actually, though, the stats you gave me were in better favor.
I know
for Caleb Williams
on paper, the last 2 years of college, if you take Justin Fields and you take Caleb Williams, I mean, Caleb Williams passing stats far exceeds it, which he is a better passer, but.
Yeah. But since I've been home, I haven't heard a single peep out of you about.
Well, I did all my crying while you were gone.
you really broke down then. You let the tears flow once I left.
That's right. let the tears flow and cried about it. And, started watching a lot of Caleb Williams videos. I'm not going to hype myself up for him. I was against the move from day one, and I'm going to stay against it until he proves it. I'm not going to just be a flip-flopper and be like, oh, yeah, now it's great.
I feel like there's a lot of drama around him already.
Yeah, there is. That's true.
Do we need that?
But, you know, Jalen Johnson and DJ Moore both said that he can leave his Hollywood shit at home, and he's not going to get away with that in the locker room and all that stuff. So. Be interesting to see. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see also if T. Higgins does get traded. He wants out. They didn't get a long-term deal. Mm-hmm. That's going to be one to watch. And we see the big name guys. Now, T. Higgins, a younger guy, but big name guys like Keenan Allen can get traded. Anybody can be traded. So
yes,
we'll see. Also, there was a report that Caleb Williams' dad told the Bears that they have to go get Justin Jefferson or don't draft Caleb Williams. I'm pretty sure that's false. There's just so much flying around.
There is. People get so ridiculous. Much. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yes, they do. But yeah, and we're going to have a couple guests on, and one of them being a Packer fan. I forgot to put it kind of in our little show notes. We sent things out so people weren't surprised, but I want to hear, I know he and I texted about it a little bit, but I want to hear what his thoughts were with they bring Josh Jacobs in, they cut Aaron Jones.
I talked to my uncle when I was in Arizona about this too.
The Packer fan uncle.
Well, my whole family, Packer fans. I'm a disgrace to them being a Bears fan. But, you know, he made this comment, and you are so biased against Josh Jacobs. You just don't rank him where he should be ranked, in my opinion. And he said, you know, well, Josh Jacobs is kind of a plug and play running back.
I just, my concerns there, if I'm just doing an unbiased, is that in 2022, all the tread was ran off the tires. I mean, he ran for over 2,000 yards. He had more carries than any other back that year. So
he's got some rest since then.
Well, he still ran the ball last year. Just
a little, just not as much. As much. Yeah, not 2,000 yards.
They didn't use him as much. Cole Bignut says, send the Packers home. Hey, I agree. Let's send them home. Absolutely agree. Let's do some ad reads and then get our guests on.
Let's do it.
All right. I just wanted to let you know that we are brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. And they offer low vig and customizable odds. Make sure you go over there because there is the United Football League. Don't forget to check out the UFL Gambling Podcast. We're going to be picking games tomorrow at 2 Central, 12 Pacific. But anyways, there's some UFL stuff that I threw together and sent over to them and said, hey, you need to get this on there. So go over there, check it out, see what you think. And they handle the payment side of things. So you don't have to chase anybody down in a back alley and threaten to cut them. That's what they do for you. And plus, you get cash back every time you bet against your friends or other users. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. It's the easiest place to play fantasy sports and the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Like, you can go play the Pick'em games, which is perfect for the college basketball tournaments going on right now. MLB is coming back. Today is opening day. We were in Oregon, and I know nothing about MLB, and I made some bets that paid for our dinner that night just because they make it so easy to see what's likely to hit, what's not likely to hit. You can look up past game stats. I was really on the pitcher strikeouts and that, and you can see exactly what they've done in the past games, and it just makes it really easy to do a pick 'em game and get your entry in. All you got to do is sign up today with promo code OFFSUPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code OFFSUPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 and a instant pick'em special. Must be 18 plus and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with the play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
All right. Our lovely guests are back here, so let's bring them on. Yes. All right. One by one there. Look at all the pretty faces. we're gonna start this by just kind of going around the room. Hopefully the boxes are in the same order for you guys, so it makes it easy, but we're going to start RD, Dave, and then Rhett, because that's how it popped up on our screen as I clicked them. First, I want you guys to introduce yourself. Tell us your favorite NFL team, and then either how you got into fantasy football or why you love it. Either one, or you could do both if you want. We're not picky. And we'll start with you, RD.
My name is RD. You can see me at Bet the Bar on the X. Favorite team, Green Bay Packers. Go Pack-O. We will go home for a playoff run that will end in a Super Bowl for Jordan Love. I got into fantasy football about 16 years ago into a snake league a friend invited me into. It has turned into lots of different leagues, dynasty leagues, keeper leagues. 16 years later, I just still love it.
Dave?
Giants fan, sad Giants fan. been playing fantasy football for a while. Really just a game within the game. I don't know if I, not that I wouldn't like it, but I don't know. Games are different when you don't have, you know, either bets or fantasy football on the line. It just makes the game better. And, started playing dynasty football, you know, about, you know, 7-8 years ago, fell in love with that. You know, it's like franchise mode in Madden. And so, now I got way too many dynasty teams and, it's a lot of fun. So thanks for having me on.
No such thing as too many. How about you, Rhett?
What's up, guys? My name is Rhett Manuel. You can find me at RManuel Sports on Twitter. Reps the Fantasy and Frames team Wednesday nights. We're 4th and Frames, 9 Eastern on YouTube, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Me, my co-host Chris Battista, and Drew Scott. My favorite team, though, sadly, New Orleans Saints, man. And I'm one of these people that perpetually is the press bar cap situation. And let's face it, nothing has changed again this year. I'm anticipating a hotly contested 6-11 season. And as for fantasy football, probably started playing, God, I'm 38 now, probably 19, 20 years by now. Just kind of started just messing around in public leagues. Then, you know, me and one of my good friends started up a home league. And then recently, over the past 5, 6, 7 years, I actually started playing salary cap dynasty leagues, which if you're a dynasty person, it is an entirely different perverted deep dive into dynasty football that I suggest everyone try at least once. So
it sounds intense.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Looked at it and it's like, oh, intense.
So we've had Dave on the show. RD, I can't remember if you've been on Old Fashioned Football. I know you've been with me on the NFL gambling podcast.
I think I've been on here once with you.
Mm-hmm. Once, all right.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, and yes. Rhett, it's your first time joining us, so welcome. We're pumped to have you and talk fantasy football. And yeah. Go ahead.
Just excited to be here, guys. Appreciate the invite. Sure. just meeting new people in the space is always a good time for me. So let's have some fun, huh?
Absolutely. Yes. And since we do have some new faces, why don't we introduce ourselves? Go ahead and kick it off.
Well, I'm Miranda. Find me on the X at TheMerMark. I'm trying to think. You got me into fantasy football. I'm highly competitive, so it was easy
for you to jump in.
Yes. And I don't know, when was that? Like 12, 13 years ago?
Yeah, something like that.
And now, so I don't know how many
her second season in a league we were in, people always are mad about this, but the second season that you played, she went completely undefeated in one league. And being new to fantasy football, only your second year, I kept like saying, like, you don't understand how rare that is to be completely undefeated, go through the playoffs, win it all. Crazy. And for those that don't know me, I'm J Mark, big Bears fan. I converted you to a Bears fan. You didn't really have, your family had Packer fandom,
but you didn't have an allegiance.
Yes. Yes. So brought you to, some would say, the dark side. I would say the good side. It's been more of a dark side recently, but you know, we'll get there. And we love talking fantasy football and whiskey. If you haven't joined us before, usually we have some whiskey. We are drinking some now, but we won't be talking any whiskey. So do you want to kick the questions off? Because we're picking your guys' brains. We might throw in some things here and there, but we're really just curious of kind of hearing what you guys have to say. Yeah. You want to kick it off?
Yeah, sure. All right. So one of the things we wanted to get your guys' take on is, which free agent stock rose the most, in your opinion, from switching teams? So I don't know, what order do you want to go in here?
We'll start right in the boxes there. So start with RD.
So I looked at a bunch of stats leading up to the night, and Zach Moss takes the cake for me. He's going to step into that Joe Mixon role in Cincinnati, which last year had 257 carries from Mixon. I think Moss had somewhere around 180. I don't think he'll get all the way to those Mixon numbers as far as carries go, but due to a more potent offense and probably getting to that 210, 215 range as far as carries, I just think it's going to equate to yards and points on the field.
For sure. Yeah, for me, I hated seeing that move just because I was a huge Chase Brown believer, and I thought this is his opportunity to shine, but maybe not. How about you, Dave?
This is a difficult question. I think there's more people that gained from other people's moves than there are that gained from actually moving.
For sure.
I'm interested to see what happens with Saquon Barkley. He goes to a much better situation. He's been on one of the worst offenses in football pretty much his entire career, behind one of the worst offensive lines pretty much his entire career. And so he gets a great offensive line and a great situation. I do think you probably see less volume than you're used to with Saquon Barkley, but a lot more TD opportunity. And like I said, he's just in a much better situation. That offensive line is really good, and Saquon Barkley is going to have a lot of open holes that he's not used to.
For sure. How about you, Rhett?
For me, it gets pretty easy, because if I have a burner wide receiver who is going with the best quarterback and one of the best offenses in football, sign me up for Hollywood Brown this season. Yes, to go from Kyler Murray to Patrick Mahomes may not seem like that much of an upgrade, but dog, it is a gigantic upgrade. He's getting into an offense where he is not going to be focused on that entire time, because you have Kelsey, Pacheco, Rashee Rice, like so many guys, and they're spreading around well. And furthermore, he's going to have some big pop games, because he may get into that MVS role plus, except for the fact that he is actually good enough to make something happen with that MVS role. So sign me up for Hollywood Brown this year.
I like it. Yeah, I think he won't drop as many passes as MVS did. No. That's for sure.
It does make me nervous, though, because there are so many options.
Yes.
There's many options on that offense.
You're notorious for drafting all Chiefs.
I know, and I've stopped. So I stopped that last year.
So let's flip it a little bit. Which free agent do you guys feel fell the most by switching teams? Hardy, we'll start with you.
This is going to hurt your feelings. This is not a homer thing at all, but I think it's Keenan Allen. Just from the aspect, I actually think he's going to be great for the Bears. He's going to be a great veteran wide receiver in that locker room. But when you go from a team where you had 150 targets, the next closest person is Josh Palmer with 60. You're moving into an offense where you have DJ Moore, who had 130 plus last year, Cole Kmet, DeAndre Swift is going to get passes thrown to him out of the backfield. They still might draft more wide receiver help. So I just don't think there's going to be the volume that he saw in San Diego when he's going to have a dip off in points. And people are still probably going to pay a premium for him.
Yeah, no, as much as that that hurts to hear a Bears guy hurting himself in value there, I agree with you.
Well, and not to mention, like, we don't know for sure who our quarterback is going to be. Yeah. And if it is, even if Caleb Williams has all that talent, he's still coming in.
Still new system, new, everything. Yeah. I think Keenan Allen does take a small step down, too, because of his age.
He is old. Past his prime.
Yeah.
I think from a football move, it's great. I mean, he's going to have it. He's still going to have a lot of catches. He's still going to have a lot of yards. The big boom plays are DJ Moore, and who knows what else they bring in.
Yeah, for sure. How about you, Dave?
Oh yeah. If we're going to talk about traded players, all of those quarterbacks from that, whatever, 2022 or 21 class, dynasty stock. I mean, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. I mean, we're waiting for Zach Wilson to be, you know, traded for a gym membership here soon. it's all those guys. Like they were very highly ranked as far as like dynasty value in super flex leagues last year. And their value is just down. Yeah. But I'll go with Tony Pollard. Just, I don't think it was a bad move, but you know, there's not a lot of open chairs for guys that are going to get a high volume. And he was the first guy signed. I mean, I think the tampering period started and 3 minutes later, Tony Pollard was signing to the Tennessee Titans. And yeah, Tyjae Spears there. Hopefully improve this offensive line. They should, but you know, it's a pretty bad offense and he's going from, you know, one of the better offenses to one of the worst offenses. And then he's going to compete with Tyjae Spears, which I mean, I don't know if people know much about him, but he's a good player and Tony Pollard is not going to go there and just completely, you know, take everything. Tyjae Spears is going to get plenty of play.
Agreed.
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. How about you, Rhett?
Well, I would have loved to go right before Dave because I was about to talk about the exact same guy just now. Tony Pollard, I mean, let's just face it. Let's piggyback off of what Dave said a little bit. And I'm going to say this. With Tyjae Spears being there, who last year I actually had as my RB2 or 3 in the rookie rankings, which was higher than most people. Tyjae Spears had an incredibly efficient rookie season behind Derrick Henry, averaged over 4.5 yards a carry, caught the ball well, did all of these things. And Tony Pollard, in his very inefficient mode last year with nobody behind him, had 250 carries and 55 catches. Those numbers aren't happening this year for Tony Pollard. He's dead to a lot of people because of the inefficiency that he had last year. So for me, I'm with Dave on that. I'm not a Tony Pollard guy this year. And as a matter of fact, I wouldn't be shocked if at all by the middle of the season, we start to see more Tyjae Spears than we do Tony Pollard.
Yeah, for sure. Real quick, just want to say hi to Mark from Ireland. Thanks for joining us from Ireland at midnight, nonetheless.
6 hours ahead?
Yeah, must be around there. Five or six.
Five?
Yeah.
With daylight savings, it probably changes maybe?
Yeah, it might. I don't know. Beats me. Real quick, just since we were on the subject of Tony Pollard and Tyjae Spears, we were going to talk quarterbacks, but let's jump to a running back question real quick. Who's going to be the better fantasy football asset in your guys' opinion, Tony Pollard or Tyjae Spears? RD, we'll start with you.
It depends on what we define as better. Like if you're, and this is kind of my problem with the hate on Pollard going into this year, Tennessee doesn't need him to be bell cow Tony Pollard. They need him to be 2021, 2022 Pollard. And I think one of the problems last year for Pollard was Zeke's gone. If it's first down, you know, it's a Mike McCarthy offense. What are they going to do? So it's pretty easy to stop. I mean, he had way more carries last year than the year before, and he had the same amount of yards. So I kind of anticipate Tyjae Spears getting closer to that number one role towards the end of the season. But I think we could, point-wise, it could be a lot more like we have two Tony Pollards from 2021, 2022, than we have a huge dip in Tony Pollard and a Derrick Henry-type rise in Tajay Spears.
Nice. I like it. Dave?
Yeah, for me, I mean, it's going to come down to ADP for me. Like, I'm just going to take the cheaper guy. And I know that's kind of a cop-out answer, but, great points made. And Tony Pollard, like, he's a good player. And, you know, he was RB15 last year in half-point PPR. He was a good player. But it's just, it could be this week's a Tajay week. This week's, it could be just a headache. But looking at the ADP, obviously we'll know a little bit more when the training camp, you know, buzz comes out and all that, and you get official depth charts and things. But, you know, if you're getting Tajay Spears at a 3-round discount or Tony Pollard at a 3-round discount, if you're looking at him 50-50, I'm just going to take the cheaper guy.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think that's a cop-out at all, because in fantasy football, that's what we got to find value. Mm-hmm. So I absolutely like that. How about you, Rhett?
If we can go any further beyond here, first off, next time, let's let me and Dave switch spots, because he is taking all of my stuff right now, because I was going to say the same thing. Take the guy who's at value. For me, I think it's probably going to be Tajay Spears. I just think that there's more of a name mystique around Tony Pollard because of the efficiency stuff that he had in 2021 and 2022. Mm-hmm. For me, like I said, I've been a Spears guy since last year. I was trading up for him, tried to get him as many places as I could. I traded for him at a startup. I actually got out of Josh Jacobs to get into Tajay Spears. So I might be biased right here, but if you want to talk about comparisons last year, Tony Pollard in that bell cow role had 55 catches. Tajay Spears in a very split role had 52 catches last year. So,
yeah.
I mean, there are efficiency things going on with Tajay Spears that I really like, that I think probably this year you're not going to see him have 150 touches. You're not going to see Tony Pollard have 300 touches. Like Dave said, you're probably looking at both of those guys, depending on who's riding the hot hand, probably around 200 touches apiece, unless one of them gets hurt. And then if one of them gets hurt, then you have the other one who is going to be an absolute slam dunk most weeks.
Yeah, true.
I'm going to keep us on the running back talk then.
I'm
going to keep us there. So I want to get your guys' thoughts on Derrick Henry. Where do you see him finishing? Is he going to be a top 10, a top 20, top 30? Where do you see him finishing with the Ravens?
And not to throw you guys, but let's switch order this time. Let's go backwards. So, Rhett, we'll start with you.
Yes, indeed. As Derrick Henry in Baltimore, we had talked about this on our show a couple weeks ago. I mean, you are putting him next to a guy like Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. You are putting him in a team that doesn't have that superstar wide receiver one. This is a spot where we might have one really good last ride for King Henry. I think there's top 12 potential this year for Derrick Henry, personally.
Nice. Dave?
Yeah, I mean, it might depend on the settings. If you're in a standard league, I mean, he could go all the way up to be, you know, top number one overall. I mean, you're looking at very, very high touchdown potential in this offense. I still think they could add another back. I know they let the other guys go, but this is the Ravens. They know how it is to lose three backs in 2 weeks. And Keaton Mitchell had the hyperextended knee, which is a pretty serious injury, you know, a torn ACL. I don't know if Keaton Mitchell is going to be ready to go right off the bat. So I still think they're going to add somebody. J.K. Dobbins still could come back. Yeah. But in a PPR setting, you're going to lose a little bit in the passing game. Not only does, you know, Henry doesn't really profile, you know, as a high pass catcher, but Lamar Jackson just doesn't check the ball down. He's always looking to go deep. So, you know, you're looking, it's going to, you know, probably be more like top 10, you know, in that 6 to 10 range is where I could see him going as long as he stays healthy.
Yeah. How about you, Artie?
I'm kind of opposite on this. And not that I think, I mean, I think it's amazing for the Super Bowl run for the Ravens, but I feel like this does a lot for the offense. And because of the injuries that Dave was talking about, I think this is still committee. I don't think they want Derrick Henry to touch the ball 250 times. I mean, the last few years, he's gone down yards per average. And I just feel like they're going to try to get Keaton Mitchell back, probably take it a little slower with that injury. because of how much depth they could potentially have there if healthy. So I still think he's a top 20 running back with big, I mean, obviously he has boom potential, but I'd be scared to draft him in the first round. And then he comes out and gets 50 less carries. Keaton Mitchell comes back from an injury, plays great in passing down roles, gets himself extra carries. Lamar Jackson, you can't just focus on him now because of Derrick Henry. So I think this opens up the offense, but doesn't necessarily, you know, put him in that very top, you know, two or three or four running backs.
Yeah, Brandon and I kind of got in that debate a couple weeks back before he signed with the Ravens, actually, and we just knew, like, this is probably his last year with Tennessee, where I said, we'll never see him in the top 12 again, and you were like, really? Come on, it's Derrick Henry, but...
going to the Ravens, though, when you have Lamar Jackson, a quarterback who runs as much as he runs...
Yeah, going to take yards from him.
And then, like you said, the... defenses have more to focus on that offense. Like, I don't know. Yeah, does it open up, like RD said?
Yeah. Could be
potential for Lamar to have more rushing ability.
Could be interesting. I will say, if you're a better, if you can find the bet of the Ravens to have the most rush yards, I would go smash that, because I just feel very confident that between Lamar, between Derrick Henry, between Keaton Mitchell, anybody else they bring in, that they're going to run for more than any other team. For sure. Let's switch to quarterbacks. We're going to start with RD's former guy, Mr. Aaron Rodgers, who has Garrett Wilson. He's got Mike Williams now. If those guys stay healthy and Aaron Rodgers can play more than a 45 seconds or whatever it was, they also have Breece Hall, who catches the ball out of the backfield very well. He could finish as a top what fantasy football quarterback? What are your guys' opinions? We'll start with you, RD.
I say top 12. I mean, if I'm just where I'm comfortable saying that, still finish above that. If I'm Robert Saleh and my coaching career is on the hot seat, like I think his probably is, what gets you to November? Aaron Rodgers not throwing interceptions, so count on him to do that. Breece Hall running the ball like Breece Hall does and playing tons of defense. So I don't think they necessarily need him to be MVP Aaron. They need him to be efficient Aaron, you know?
Yeah.
If he has a CJ Stroud kind of stat year where it's, you know, 25 touchdowns, five interceptions, you know, he'll finish there in the top 12, top 10. But I don't think he's, I mean, no matter how, you know, we can project that they're going to be healthy. But
yeah,
if wishes and butts were candy and nuts every day, it'd be Christmas.
Fair enough. How about you, Dave?
Yeah, and I don't think they're done. I would not be surprised if they added added another weapon here in the draft. You know, Mike Williams, we know that it's very unlikely he makes it the whole season. But he's also coming off of a major injury. So adding another weapon in there, whether it's a Brock Bowers or whether it's you know, if Roma Dunze slides to them, you know, and we, you know. But he doesn't run the ball. So, you know, I'm going to, and we're talking about his ceiling, like where, how high could he go? He's not going to be a top six guy because he just doesn't rush the ball enough. You're looking more, you know, the 10 to 12 range for guys like that. You know, he's going to keep the interceptions down. You know, he typically does. And so you don't have a lot of negative points, and he typically gets 30 touchdowns. So that's where I put him, probably about QB 10, QB 12.
Yeah. How about you, Rhett?
I'm looking at him right now, and I'm looking at probably a guy who's quarterback 12 to 15. And if it's 15, it's how they played throughout 2023, which was a fairly slow pace, 20th in the league at 61.9 plays per game, except for those last three games of the year where they averaged 72 plays per game, which was third in the league. So depending on what pace of play looks like for them, and keep in mind that in the past, Aaron Rodgers teams have played notoriously slow. So I would more go towards that lower side. So I think we're probably looking at a quarterback 15 of sort of situation. But we have to keep in mind, if we're going to look at this entire situation, Breece Hall is going to eat. We know that he's the type of player that's going to do that. We know Aaron Rodgers tends to not target tight ends a whole bunch. So let's cancel any Tyler Conklin talk we might have. And we know that he tends to find himself one guy that he really likes to lock in on. And Garrett Wilson is the stud in that offense. So if I'm looking at anybody two guys in that Jets offense is going to be Breece Hall. It's going to be Garrett Wilson this season.
I like it. And just because we are Bears fans and like to hate on Aaron Rodgers, I'll throw this in. Nick Fortune says, depends on how many times Rodgers listens to the Dolphin sex noises. hearing him say that helped his healing was one of the more bizarre things that I've ever read.
That guy cracks me up, man. Aaron Rodgers, he's off the rails. It's good times, man. Give me all the Aaron Rodgers quotes as humanly possible. So glad you got to cheer for that guy for years, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. We're going to get back to the questions real quick. But Miranda, why don't you tell people where they can make smarter bets?
You can do that over on Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with historical stats and data. You can enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bet's revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value.
Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. All right, you got one more quarterback question?
Yes, let's bring it back. Finish with our quarterback section here. Who do you guys think is going to be the most under the radar quarterback in fantasy football?
Should we start with Rhett? Turn around.
Let's go backwards this time.
Oh, let's go into hot take territory. Give me Bryce Young this season, man. He was terrible last year. I'm looking at the stats right now. I mean, the protection rate was terrible. He had 87 pressure throws, which was 19th in the league, 29 danger plays, 9th in the league, only 11 touchdown passes, only 5.5 yards per attempt. But the thing that sticks out to me was this. 12th in pass attempts at 527, 33 a game, 57 deep ball attempts, which was 15th in the league. For as bad as they were, he actually had a decent amount of red zone attempts per game. Their pace of play was 2.8 plays per minute, which was 20th in the league. There are a lot of things that I am bullish on, and the main thing is this. We've seen Dave Canales as an offensive coordinator the last 2 years resuscitate the careers of Geno Smith and resuscitate the careers of Baker Mayfield.
True.
And Carolina just added a guy who is going to sneeze into 150 targets in Deontay Johnson and is easily the best receiver that they've had from last year to this year. So there's an improved situation there for Bryce Young this year. And I'm not saying he's going to be a quarterback one, but I am going to say that if you're in a super flex league, you're going to be able to get that guy at value. And maybe, just maybe, you might be able to sneak out some weeks with having him as your second quarterback on your roster this year if you're waiting on quarterbacks in a super flex league.
Yeah. How about you, Dave?
Yeah, when I think about quarterbacks, I think super flex. So that's why I'm going to go a little deeper. So if you're playing in one quarterback leagues, yeah, you may not be so interested in some of these guys. But, I'll give a super off the radar guy is Gardner Minshew. He got a ton of money. And yeah. So I know there's a lot of talk about Aiden O'Connell, and I would not be surprised if they tried to draft a quarterback. But when you look at it and you see – He got the third most money. It was Kirk Cousins with Baker Mayfield, and it was him. I mean, mm-hmm. He got $25 million over 2 years, 15 of it's guaranteed money. And so it does appear that they're looking at potentially playing him. He got more money than Sam Darnold, and we're about to talk about him. So, they're talking about Aiden O'Connell, but Gardner Minshew got quite a bit of money, and he was good for fantasy football last year. Mm-hmm. And then – I hope I'm not stealing your guy, but the other guy I'd say is Will Levis. He's got an improved situation. We talked a little bit about Tennessee, not only as a play caller, he got a big improvement on the play calling over there in Tennessee. They're about to get Joe Alt at tackle. That's just a lock, or for Shanu. I mean, either one. And then you got Calvin Ridley coming over there. You got Hopkins. You got Tony Pollard, Tajay Spears. I mean, the offense in Tennessee is looking interesting.
Yeah. How about you, Artie?
I'm glad we went reverse order this time so Rhett didn't get his stolen again, because I will double down, take everything he said, push it into the middle. I'm all in. I agree. Bryce Young. I like the improvement with Deontay Johnson. I feel like that could be similar to the Bears situation as far as Thielen plays that veteran statesman. And then you have Deontay Johnson as the speed guy. They got better up front at the guard, both sides. And there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go but up. So yeah. no one's going to be looking at him. Even outside of super flex leagues, if you're a guy that likes to have two quarterbacks on your roster, you can take a late flyer. If you're a dynasty guy and you're getting down to the back end of your auction and, you know, you got $2 or $3 that you're going to waste anyway, do it.
Yeah, I like it. I'll make note that nobody said Justin Fields.
He's a backup quarterback right now.
For right now. I don't think he will be, but that's just my Justin
and
Fields
everybody,
love.
Well, in Dynasty, everybody already has him. I know. Think of how much you invested and you contracted him.
We did a Dynasty startup right after the season ended, and I think I had six or seven in a super flex, and I'm like, Jay Fields is my guy. I'm drafting him. And then they're like, traded. He's going to be the backup. It's like, oh, great. There went my first rounder. let's finish with wide receivers. Dave, you mentioned Sam Darnold. So Sam Darnold, quarterback for the Vikings, no longer Kirk Cousins, who's been there for a while. Is Justin Jefferson still a top three wide receiver? We know he was injured last year, but 2022, he was wide receiver one, 2021, wide receiver four. 2020, his first year wide receiver six. Is he still top three like he has been drafted as? Or if not, how low do you think he falls? RD, we'll start with you.
I say absolutely. I mean, did anybody just stop putting in Ja'Marr Chase last year when Burrow was out? No. Like, it's J-Jet. And I hate saying that as a Packers fan. Like, I'd love to be like, oh, it's Sam Darnold. We're going to be fine now. If he's healthy, he's going to get open. He's going to do what he does. And he's going to play himself into a huge contract and a boatload of fantasy points as long as he's healthy.
Yeah. That could be another sneaky under-the-radar quarterback that not a lot of people are talking about, because Sam Darnold has Justin Jefferson. He's got Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson. I mean, it could be Aaron Jones as well in the backfield.
He's already familiar with.
True. Yeah. How about you, Dave? What do you think of Justin Jefferson?
Yeah, I mean, you could also see them draft a quarterback and see a quarterback switch halfway through the season, or even earlier, depending on who they get. It's Justin Jefferson. I mean, and you've seen him play with other quarterbacks, so like we've seen it, and he's just fine.
Yeah,
on the worst, he's out of the top five if you add like AJ Brown, and Tyreek Hill and Ja'Marr Chase in the conversation, but. He's still in conversation for wide receiver one, even if Sam Darnold is quarterback all year.
Yeah. How about you, Rhett?
Yeah. Did we forget who this guy is? Because I'm looking at his stats right now. And even with the quarterback situation, let's walk through the last 4 weeks of Justin Jefferson's game log in 2023. Week 15, 95.6 snap share, 10 targets, 7 receptions, 84 yards. 15.4 fantasy points PPR. Week 16, 100% snap share, 100% target rate, 10 targets, 6 receptions with a touchdown, 141 receiving yards, 222 air yards. Week 17, another 100% snap share, 10 more targets, 4 in the red zone, 5 receptions, 59 yards, 121 air yards. Week 18, a mere 93% snap share, a mere 95.8% route rate, 14 targets, 12 receptions with a touchdown, 192 receiving yards, wide receiver one. All I'm saying is this. F the quarterback narrative. It's Justin Jefferson.
True.
The man is going to be open. He's one of the top yards per route run guys in the league. He just knows how to play football. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. He has wide receiver one overall upside, top five floor. That's the deal.
I disagree with you. I don't think you're going to get a deal on him.
You don't on Darnold
or no, on Jefferson? On Jefferson.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, I was saying on Darnold. On I think Darnold. You can get a deal. Yeah.
I get. Okay. Yeah. We'll leave it. We'll leave it alone.
All right. Speaking of Kirk Cousins.
Yes. So with Kirk Cousins as the quarterback instead of Desmond Ridder, Drake London is where as the fantasy football wide receiver? Where do you see him falling? Brett, let's go backwards.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this. First off, massive quarterback upgrade. We knew Desmond Ridder was garbage. We didn't know how garbage Desmond Ridder was until Taylor Heinicke went in and was equally garbage. So with Drake London, he is getting a number one, massive quarterback upgrade. Number two, a massive coaching upgrade because he doesn't have to live that Arthur Smith life anymore, which is a blessing unto itself. True. So for me, you're looking at probably I love looking at guys who are going to be top two targets in their offense.
Yeah.
He's going to be that. Whether that second target is Bijan Robinson or Kyle Pitts, I'm not sure. But the point is this, is that Drake London gets a massive upgrade. He's going to see an increase in targets because of the offense they're going to be in. I'm looking at him as a high-level wide receiver, too, probably top 18 this year with some wide receiver one upside, low end.
And I will mention that last year he finished as wide receiver 39, and the year before that, wide receiver 36.
That's how bad Desmond Ridder
is.
How about you, Dave?
Yeah, right around the same range. You know, I think he can flirt with wide receiver one territory. It's just everything that Red said. It's an upgrade all around. This team had good pieces. The problem is the play caller and the quarterback, and they've upgraded at both. London is a supreme talent, and he's he has missed some games. So if we're looking at his stats, like if you're looking at his end of the year stats versus his points per game stats, it's different. He was a little better if you look at points per game. And, you know, I think he's top 15 for me. Like I'm probably not going to, probably have to draft him in the top 15, but I do think there's a very good possibility he ends up in that 12, 15 range of, very Michael Pittman-esque.
Yeah. How about you, RD?
I think like 25. I think I had trouble saying that because I know he's a very talented wide receiver, but the whole offense gets better with Kirk. Jets are the same question. How good are they coming off of these Achilles injuries? I still think that's a big question, and that affects all of these skill players as well. You know, he finished 42 last year. If you put him up to targets wise up to like Michael Pittman numbers, that's 40 more targets. He does not. I mean, if you're talking about upper echelon wide receivers, his catch rate's not there, which somewhat predictable upon the fact that his quarterback hasn't been as good, but catch rate was still there for, I bring Jamar Chase up again. Catch rate was there when Jake Browning was in. There's plenty of times where you lose a quarterback and the wide receiver is still the wide receiver that they were with the other quarterback, D Hopkins, his entire career. So I think you're going to see a jump, but I don't think he's all of a sudden going to be a top 10 wide receiver.
Yeah. I mean, it amazes me every year how high he has been drafted, given the fact that Desmond Ridder was his quarterback. So I'm really curious. I don't think I'll end up having him in any league because I just think he's going to be drafted too high just based on the fact that Kirk Cousins is there now. And I'm not saying that means he's going to be bad. I just don't know if he's going to be worth the ADP he will be when drafting rolls around. Nick Fortune in the chat, is Pitt's passion back? Definitely yes. Liking Kyle Pitts a lot more than I have with Arthur Smith gone. What's that?
No, I was going to say, go ahead and finish point. I wanted to bounce back to Kirk Cousins for a second.
Oh, yeah. With Kirk Cousins there, Arthur Smith gone, definitely got my eye on my Pitts passion coming back for sure.
We'll let you own that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Rhett.
Yeah, I was going to say with Kirk Cousins, already brought up the fact of Kirk Cousins is an Achilles injury. The good thing about Kirk Cousins, this Achilles injury, is this. He's not a mobility guy. Like, the mobility is not going to be an issue. It's going to be get the ball out quick, get it to his guys, let them make some plays, and go from there. So, for me, Achilles injury, not as much a concern for Kirk Cousins, which is why I'm safely in my mind, at value, of course, betting on the Kyle Pitts passion and the Drake London train. So
there you go.
Bring that back up, Justin.
Yeah.
So wide receiver 13 in underdog best ball right now. That feels way too high.
Ahead of guys like right now, guys like Ayuk, Diggs, Rashid, Debo, Olave. I don't like him above those guys. Most of them anyways. Mm-hmm. I would draft Brandon Ayuk first, Diggs, even though I think he's a bit of a nutcase. Rasheed, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with his value with Hollywood there. Chris Olave, I would take Chris Olave over Drake London just because I think Olave's a stud. Yeah, that's an interesting day.
I do love Rasheed Rice, and here's why. I actually did a profile for him on Fantasy and Frames website, a Dynasty profile, and he's not an air yards guy at all. So for me, he's one of these guys that in a Dynasty team or a redraft team, he's one of these safe floor guys that you can plug and play on a weekly basis. I think he's going to see more snaps this year. I think his snap share last season was like 57.8%. And yet he still had over 70 catches. He still had 940 yards. He still had 7 touchdowns. Maybe those touchdowns take a step back this year, but if you see more receptions and more yards, I mean, we don't want to bet on touchdowns anyway with guys. It's all about volume. So I would fully expect Rasheed Rice to take a little bit of a step up this coming season.
Nice. Dave also pointing out Pittman, wide receiver 21. That seems low for a talent like Pittman. So what are people doing over there?
who's quarterback if Richardson gets hurt on Pittman?
Yeah.
Even know who they got as a. Who is it?
Joe Flacco.
Well, okay. Now I agree. Yeah. That's way too low on Pittman.
And like Mike Evans, I didn't even list him. Mike Evans is 19. Tank Dell is 20. At cost, I'm definitely out. Like I'm talking range for you're talking about wide receiver 2 range. You know, he's probably going to be, but I was expecting him to be drafted around 17, 18, not being drafted at 13.
Yeah. No, if that is how he's going to, I'm out on him.
Yep.
That's not, he's not worth the value.
For that reason, I'm out.
Yeah. It's,
that's crazy. That's
yeah. Well, thank you all for joining us. This was a lot of fun. I hope you come back next time. Let's go around the room once more. Tell everybody where they can find you on the X or any of the socials. Feel free to plug anything you want. We'll start with RD. I'll go ahead and plug the bar he owns, the Flying Moose, if you're in Des Moines. Love it. I always feel like I don't drink in excess there, but I have enough drinks that once I get the bill, I'm like, how is it that cheap? Did I get some sort of friend discount? But it's not really good pricing. So go ahead, RD.
Yeah, I'm that crazy guy that does buy one, get one every day till 8 o'clock. You can find me on the X, Bet the Bar. I just follow sports stuff, retweet stuff, make comments, sometimes videos.
And Boo Packers. go ahead, Dave.
You can find me on the X and TikTok at Dynasty Dorks, YouTube as well, Dynasty Dorks. And I got my articles and rankings over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com.
And Rhett?
Yeah, I'm on X at Armanuel Sports. Of course, like we said, Fantasy and Frames, all those guys over there doing tremendous work. Whether it's Jorge Edwards doing the IDP stuff with Nate Markham, you know, the Dynasty stuff with Tyler Heil, Stacey Perez, my boys on 4th and Frames, Chris Battisla and Drew Scott, Chris Burns, also just so many talented people on our team. The website, fantasyandframes.com, updated rankings. Shows running definitely on Wednesday, but almost every day we got some sort of podcasting going on over there. Just a bunch of super talented, super kind, super humble people that I'm proud to work with. So, you know, it's a great situation over there.
Absolutely. Well, thank you all for joining us.
Thank you so much. This has been an awesome first fantasy roundtable.
Yeah, hopefully the first many. You guys are all welcome back next month, of course, where I think we're going to do just an NFL round one mock draft just for fun the week before the draft hits. So, we'll be in touch with that. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Graham.
Yeah, blessings, right. Guys. Be good.
You too. Miranda, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, this has been fun. I'm excited to keep these going.
Keep talking with everybody. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun bringing the different minds because they might not agree with our takes, and that's okay. That's the thing about fantasy football. Like, everybody has such a different opinion based on who you like, or like, I know I bring some bias into it. I try not to, but I bring some bias.
You have a lot
in.
Of bias.
Fuck Bobby Tree. No, it's definitely, it's always fun. So, anything else to add? No. We'll be back. Next month.
Go ahead. I was going to say, we have to talk about what we're doing next month.
Yeah, we got a huge giveaway thing going on next month. Basically, all you're going to have to do is be subscribed to our YouTube and go fill out a Google response sheet that shows you're subscribed. That's all it takes to get you entered. And we got autographed jerseys, autographed mini helmets, lots of cool things. And we're going to be talking the draft all month. The contest will run all month, so you can get in at the very beginning, very end. You know, we prefer you come at the beginning and hang out with us for all our draft stuff. But then, yeah, at the end of the month, we'll do literally do a draft where we'll spin the wheel, and the first person whose name comes up gets the first selection of the items they want. So, or item, I guess they want. Item.
One item.
And go from there. And you get extra entry if you refer somebody as well. So they can put you down as a reference for who referred them, and that gives you an extra entry. So that'll be a lot of fun.
It will be.
I still really would like, I know J.K. Dobbins got cut from the Ravens, but that Lunar Eclipse mini helmet is sick, as the kids would say. I don't use that term very often, but it is pretty sweet and I really enjoy it. And I wish I was keeping it, but you know, I'm not. So
I need to get photos taken of all that swag.
Yeah, for sure. Get some photos. We'll have that posted. And yeah, just stay tuned to find out the information on that. I don't know. We'll talk. Maybe we got a, since we're half fantasy football, half whiskey, maybe we got to throw in something from Ace Spirits in there or something. We'll figure that out. Mm-hmm. But anyways, anything else you got to add?
No, I'm good.
All right, going once, going twice.
Sold.